Everything recorded by a police officer's body camera has the potential to become evidence in a trial. As a result, someone has to review all footage related to a criminal charge to determine its importance. That takes time. And as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, it's at the center of a controversy in Chesterfield County.
This story is by Jim McConnell, a reporter with the Chesterfield Observer. In the last few years, a lot of police departments have gone out and purchased body cameras. And in Chesterfield County, the issue has kind of come to a head as a budget issue between the local prosecutor and the Board of Supervisors. Commonwealth Attorney William Davenport has said the added workload of reviewing footage from these body cameras has so severely drained his resources that he just doesn't have time and doesn't have the manpower to send attorneys over to prosecute misdemeanor cases in general district court.
Which amounts to no more misdemeanor prosecutions, he says. But David, it seems the county is not quite ready to go along.
This is not set well with the Board of Supervisors. And in fact, this whole kind of issue came up in the context of a budget standoff between Davenport and the Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Chairman Dorothy Jekyll says she believes this is this talk of not representing the Commonwealth in small criminal cases is really just a budget ploy to try to pressure the county into giving more money.
And according to her, Davenport hasn't made much of an effort to substantiate the problem.
She said, in fact, the county has been asking Davenport for some data to show kind of exactly what the impact is on these body cameras, and to date have not received anything.
Jekyll is quoted as saying she's willing to sit down and talk it over, but she says it's going to require an open exchange of data and information. Speaking of open exchange, there was quite a bit of it, David, at the last Planning Commission meeting in Richlands.
Zoning issues don't usually cause much of a stir out in Richlands in southwest Virginia, but as Jasmine Dent Franks of the Richlands News Press reports, that a recent town hall meeting was overflowing. Folks were elbow to elbow and spilled out into the hallways. The issue was, should the town allow businesses to have a zoning permit to do fortune-telling, tarot cards, and other forms of divination?
The whole thing got started when business owner Mark Mullins petitioned the town planning commission for a zoning change to permit tarot card reading in his store, called Mountain Magic. The people at the meeting were mostly opposed to that. What was their concern?
The majority cited religious reasons for their opposition to fortune-telling. Some said they feared a failure to prevent this might go against them when it comes to Judgment Day.
They saw it as a religious issue. Mullen says it's a personal liberty issue, but the Planning Commission said it's strictly business. They rejected the petition, so no tarot card readings will be allowed.
The story ends by saying Mark Mullen said he'll be in touch with the ACLU.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.